This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tua.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. To hell, to a tongue of Iowa, Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Get to our headlines here as Dolphins OTA is getting underway today, Leroy. Dolphins OTAs. That is football. Yeah, your mic was off, so it didn't count. Wow, way to be mature. It's only the biggest Dolphin season this side of Mike McDaniel's era coming up, and you just want to... Good for you.
It's the end of May.
Good for you.
The end of May.
And?
You're not going to get...
Starts now.
Hold on.
Starts now. Work starts now.
Let me ask you a question. In OTAs and in camp...
Mm-hmm.
Can you get an idea of how good your team's going to be?
Yeah.
How?
Got to know who's going to win jobs. Get a little link.
How? That's garbage. Every team has the same thing. Sometimes the best on your team still sucks. Remember, Liam Eichenberg.
Yeah. I mean, the guy you've been trying to... You've been trying to justify him on the roster for the last 4 years when I told you he sucked.
Here's what I told you. Every team has one or two offensive linemen that can play multiple. It doesn't mean they're your best
line. That's not what you said.
I said that's why he's still on the team. Mm-hmm. Did I not give you reasons as to why he's still
on the team? I'm talking about your past transgressions with Liam Eichenberg where you've tried to do that.
Yes.
Oh, a lot of guys come into the league and they go to a new position. Oh, then they try him at another position and you never know when the development's going to.
He stinks and you just won't say it.
No, because.
He just won't say it.
Because I know why he's on the team.
I know why he's on the team, too.
Why is he on the team?
Because they can't quit him, and he's a bum.
He's on the team because he can play multiple positions up front, and you don't have a lot of those guys.
He can't play any positions.
Okay, that's your opinion.
No, that's fact. He sucks. That's
you're an offensive line guru now?
I'm a guru enough to know who sucks and who doesn't suck.
Really?
And you want to know something? You can laugh at me all you want, but the damn GM went up to me,
we're leaving it, you guys.
And now what did he do? Hat in hand, begged everybody, guys, we're going to invest in the offensive line. And what did you want us to do, Chris Greer? Applaud you like a toddler learning to use the potty? Like, congrats, dude. Way to wake up to the most obvious thing in the history of football. You want to know something? I bet you they do the same thing with the secondary this year. They're going to be like, we like those guys covering in the secondary a lot better than you guys do. And when they all come back and do the school of Eli Apple and come back as a breakfast side dish, burnt toast, they're going to be like, we probably should have invested in this.
Okay, but wait. Interesting concept here. Sometimes you don't have the ability or the resources to do all of it at one time.
I understand that.
So what was more important? Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
I make you the GM. What's most important, offensive line or secondary?
Offensive line right now.
Okay. So that's what they addressed. Part of the reason
why... It's not the point of my argument, though.
You're part of your argument.
The point of my argument is he's going to lie.
Like, he's going to sell
and we're going
like,
to be here, sitting here being like, you thought Cam Smith and Storm Duck was going to work? When we knew, of course not, probably not. Maybe Storm Duck turns out to be awesome second year. I don't know. But Cam Smith, probably not, dude. But they'll try.
That's all you can say right now because you fixed all you can fix.
You know what you get up
is
there?
There's a lot of cornerbacks out there you can sign.
It is what it is. Don't tell me, we like this guy. We like that guy.
Well, of course you're going to be positive towards your players.
Why?
Wait, really?
Call a bum of them.
And you've done that?
What?
You've done that? What?
Who's talking?
done that more than me.
So wait, if you have a coworker, right, that's struggling, you would just call him a bum.
I call Marcus a bum all the time. All the time.
Dude, do you realize in the workplace that there's a level of, like, management, they have a level of positivity that...
You've told me it's the most negative. Hold on. No. I'm not going to let you do this.
I'm not going to let you do this. Wait.
I've done this show too long with you to tell me.
Before you go there.
Go ahead.
Chris Greer giving positive vibes towards the player and a coach being negative are two different things. Because Chris Greer has to be positive because his ass is the one that brought the players in. So he's going to say, yeah, well, I have confidence in the guys we brought in. Of course.
I don't know who he's brought in.
Whereas a coach, no matter how good a player plays, he's going to say, well, we got to get better in this area. We got to get better. Two different
things.
You want
to know something? I actually think they should try this. Why don't they try Chris Greer at cornerback? Because you want to know something? He's quite good at backpedaling. He's like,
boy, you have hooked your own.
No, I'm serious. Yeah. Like, why don't we try him? See, you know, maybe just at the nickel. You know, we'll try it there. But like, he's great at backing up. It's literally how he does it all the time. Oh, I try and be collaborative, but maybe I collaborate too much. That's Chris Greer every time. I'm laughing at the concerns of the offensive line, but now we're going to invest in them.
Well, you got to do something when you realize it's...
Dude is the reverse Fred Flintstone.
But wait. Here's my question. You come out and say, I think this guy is a player. I think he's going to help our team. And then he doesn't.
Mm.
You got to go and replace him. That's the job. So, yeah, you could go into a year thinking a guy's going to play a certain way and do certain things, but when it doesn't work, you got to make adjustments. So you talking through all of that doesn't make you a hypocrite. It makes you got to fix it. That's all I'm saying. You got to fix it. So Chris Greer's got to fix it. Chris Greer's got to, oh, yeah, we did the Eichenberg thing. No good. Right?
Still here,
we
though.
We need an offensive line. Of course, I told you why he's here.
Don't be tempted.
I told you why he's here.
It's a bad reason. How come nobody in that front office?
Every team
has ever heard?
Let me explain something to you. Every team that I've played for, there had one or two offensive linemen, and we go, man, this guy's getting us killed. Why is going? And they go, he can play multiple positions. You got to have a couple of those guys. That is a rare thing. And, of course, the quality of offensive lineman is not going to be as good as the starter. Otherwise, his ass will be a starter. So you got to kind of...
Let me ask you this. Okay.
I'm trying to...
Let me ask you this, though. I'm not talking about their bull bleep that they spin to us. I'm asking you, be honest, Posh.
What?
I'm asking you a question right now.
Yes.
It's week four.
Uh-huh.
James Daniels isn't ready. He's like, they tried to bring him back a little too quick. Science got him. He's going to need a month off.
Ooh.
Liam Eichenberg's going to start the next 4 weeks. How you feeling, Leroy?
I'm not feeling the best that I would feel. Listen, the two things we're talking about are two different reasons, okay? As of right now, do I trust Liam Eichenberg in the game? No. He's taking out guys on both teams.
Oh, my God.
Right? But do you have to have a guy like Liam Eichenberg that you can plug in two or three different positions?
Liam Eichenberg's the only guy who trust falls forward.
And so he could see all the people that he can't rely on. But I'm just saying, like, you're making it sound like, they have Liam Eichenberg to start.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, they do not.
No, I know they don't have him to start, right. But they shouldn't have him around.
Why? You got to have, listen to me. You got to have one or two of those guys that you can.
Find new ones.
Okay, you think that it's that easy? You think, why do
I think,
fans
I think they did the easy thing. I think they did the easy thing.
Why do fans think you could just
I think
go
they did the easy thing. They did
and
it.
Get whatever you want.
They literally did the easy thing.
They did the easy thing because it's the devil you know better than the devil you don't. So what you did was the lazy thing and be like, hey, you know, it's Liam, baby. We're just going to keep him around.
So you think there's a bunch of guys out there that could...
I don't know. But right. You want to know what they did? They were too lazy to go look at it because they just thought to themselves, Liam Eichenberg on the Chiefs keys? What could go wrong?
You think they didn't look?
No, I don't think they did.
Okay.
I don't think they... Okay. I think instead of... You know how they always say, oh, look for every acorn, you know, every stone unturned. They didn't turn over any stones. They didn't look for worms. Nope. You know what they did?
How do you
lazy.
Know this though?
Went,
what are they,
it's see, obvious. It's patently
if,
obvious.
Wait, if you and I know what your answer is going to be, and you better go to break because I'm coming over.
Why? Don't get mad at me. Then don't set me up for that.
Okay. So if you think that there was something better out there. And if there is, you tell me. You have all this advice for, so give me another guy that can play multiple positions that I can bring in instead of Liam Eichenberg.
Could have gone with Isaiah Wynn, bring him back, put him at both guard spots. You have him a swing because I don't want him at tackle.
But didn't, he's, where is he not? He's not
here. He's not signed.
Huh?
He's a free agent.
Okay, then guess what?
Got Andrew Meyer. Teron Armstead told me Andrew Meyer's a diamond in the rough. Have him ready for your backup center. But instead...
Have you ever heard a player say about another player he sucks?
Why would he say that?
I'm just saying.
He said it on Twitter. Why would Teron Armstead lie to me?
All right. So this is how
you... So I give you two answers, then you just dismiss them.
No, I didn't dismiss them.
Well, you kind of did.
One's not signed.
I understand.
So there has to be a reason why he's not signed.
I don't know. Probably because he's been banged up the last couple of years.
Okay.
What?
Maybe he's asking for too much money for a guy that's been banged up.
A banged up Isaiah Wynn on one leg is better than a Liam Eichenberg on two.
Says you.
Says anybody with eyes. Says Tua. If we had Tua right now, dude, if we had Tua right now.
And give him some truth serum.
And we gave Tua truth serum.
Wait, give him some beers on the boat.
And I said, Tua, what do you think he'd say? Let me ask you this. What do you think Tua would say? If I told him truth serum, Tua... You never get to throw to Tyreek Hill again. Never. Okay? Or, but it means Liam Eichenberg never plays in front of you again. That's the price.
He'd probably say, is Waddle still on the team?
Exactly, dude. Exactly!
I am not disputing the issues that people...
I don't want this to always be an Eichenberg thing, too, because it feels like I'm picking on him. But like, you always bring it back to that.
No! And
yeah, you do.
Not!
You always bring it back
absolutely.
To that. You know, you're
a
bully.
I'm not going to sit here and you use me for your hatred for Liam Eichenberg.
I don't have hatred.
What is it called?
I haven't hated. I've told truth. That's all I've done.
Yeah.
He seems like a perfectly nice man. Glad that he has built his life to have success. I'm sure he'll be in the league
again,
fooling people for the next 4 years.
All I did was tell you why Liam Eichenberg is still here. That's it.
Great.
And if he has,
and then I had the coach lying to me, being like, he's the glue. Yeah, he's the glue, all right. He's like that glue you put down for flies and then they're stuck to their death.
Your analogies are really sucking right now.
No.
I mean, like...
Hunter says, Tobin, you're definitely picking on him. I'm not picking on him.
Like,
I'm not a bully.
I'm just telling you that every team has one or two guys that do what Liam Eichenberg does. And in every city, they're all saying, I hope this guy doesn't have to play. The thing is, he's a guy that if something goes bad, instead of having to move eight people... and toss him around to play different positions, you can just, boom, plug in one guy for a couple of weeks. We all had him. We all had him. They played multiple positions, and it works.
Dade Sow says, Eichenberg is a perfect name to pick on. Wouldn't it be as fun if his name was Liam Smith? It's true. If you say it disgruntled to yourself, you're like, Eichenberg.
Right. So I'm not saying he's great.
I'm not
even saying he's a starting offensive lineman.
No, he's not.
Okay? I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is, when you have a team, you value those guys that you can plug in.
Do I have to bring up the Raniel Pinto thing again?
He's leaning. I guess.
Take a break. But before that, J-Fig's favorite singer, Shakira, is coming to Hard Rock Stadium on June 7th. The June 6th show is sold out, so your chance to see her is right now, okay? Well, not right now, but during the show. We're going to give away a pair of tickets to see Shakira.
She's like 50 now, right?
I don't know.
I was watching American Music Awards. Janet Jackson was performing. Yikes. Been around for a while.
Well, that's what happens, dude, when you've been around for a while.
No, I know.
Anyway, we'll give away those Shakira tickets before the end of today's program. Back after this. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Hey, we just had our second Whiskey Stars and Cigars a few weeks ago, and now we got your chance to win tickets to Drew Estate's sold-out Barn Smoker. You get a tour of the Florida's sun-grown farm. Enjoy fine spirits, a catered dinner, an exclusive Barn Smoker cigar pack upon arrival. For your chance to win, go to the WQM contest page at WQM.com and enter. Must be 21 or older to win and attend. Florida Panthers, they lose last night 3-0. A couple empty netters there on top of their 1-0 deficit. Didn't go so great pulling Bob the goalie. Cats still up 3-1. They'll try and close things out top hats and monocle style tomorrow. Like gentlemen, cats in five. So we'll get back into that in just a bit. Dolphins are starting up OTAs and going to get their workout on and see, you know, what's what with this season. Although I did see Tyreek Hill this past week. He was on, I think it was 305 Sports. They caught up with Tyreek Hill. And he was saying, you know, it wasn't in the lab last year like I should have been. This year he's in it more. Now, mind you, Tyreek Hill's two things. He's fast. He tells whoppers. So I don't know what to believe. I'd like to believe a Tyreek Hill who comes off a season where he doesn't crack 1,000 after 2 years where he was, you know, knocking on the door 2K. I'm hoping that we have a revitalized cheetah
this offseason. What lab has he been working in? Because,
I mean, I assume the cheetah runs at a track lab. I don't know. He did still have the wrist thing on. He's still recovering from that.
You know what's amazing about you?
What?
Guys work out the whole summer.
Mm-hmm.
They'll put one video on Twitter or Instagram or whatever, and you're like, no, he's in the lab.
Yeah.
Is it? Because they put the video up?
Yeah.
So those are the only guys that get credit for working out or being in the lab.
Not the only guys. I mean, like, other guys can get credit if they find their way onto lab videos. Like, I think Nikola Jovic has not necessarily posted all his own lab stuff. His gym has posted him in the lab. So you're like, oh, voyeuristic in the lab.
You're amazing. And they only get credit for off-season workouts if you see him on Twitter.
It's not like they only get credit. It's like extra credit, I think, is more the way I would look at it. Like, I don't assume anybody who's not posting it isn't in the lab. But if you come back the next year
you're falling for it. You know this, right?
What do you mean?
You're falling for it. Somebody's like, oh, man, let's put this workout on Twitter or Instagram so everybody, you know.
It doesn't always work. Like, I remember last year specifically, we did a segment on Jalen Waddle being in the lab. Right, and his route's looking crisp, right?
They do that every year.
Who does?
They work out like that every year.
Fine.
Okay.
The point was, it didn't really bear fruit, but it's extra credit. I like it.
How excited did you get when you saw it?
I got very excited.
That's my point.
It's not really your point.
It is my point.
Because your point is you think I'm docking people who don't do it.
Yes.
Which I'm not.
Yes, you're going over the top when you see a workout.
I don't know. He told on the record, he said, now again, he's a whopper teller, but he said that he wasn't in the lab like he should have been last year. This year he's saying he is in the lab.
He broke off that big girl on the backyard. Does that count?
No.
Okay.
No. His horny antics don't count.
That wasn't horny antics. When he broke her, shook her and...
He is only doing football exercises with her because he admitted in deposition he was horny. I can only take him at his word.
Now you're taking him as his word.
That was under
you know, wait.
Hold on.
Tyreek Hill tells whoppers and then now all of a sudden...
Well, I imagine it was a sworn deposition, so I imagine he was under oath. I imagine.
Man, I got to tell you.
What?
If I ever wanted to impress a girl, running a route on her ain't the way I would go.
I agree. Not the way I would go either.
Don't shame his motivations.
Right. I don't know. But what I'm saying is, well, what if last year, right? Like, what if last year he comes off the year, you're the number one player in the NFL, all right?
Yep.
You probably would have hit 2,000 if you didn't get hurt at the end of that year. Yeah, maybe he thought to himself, do I really need to work out as much? Maybe he thought he cheated the game a little bit. And also, didn't he claim he got a procedure on his knee? Like, didn't he get stem cells or something like that?
I don't know.
Well, maybe his lower body's healthier this offseason.
Here's what I have a problem with you. You pick and choose which stories you're going to run with and which stories you feel are whoppers.
I don't think I do that at all.
Really?
No, I think I take everything into accord.
Dude.
What?
Stop lying to these people.
How do I not?
You take everything into accord.
Yeah, how do I not?
So, off season, when they do this every year.
He's saying they didn't do it every year, though. He's saying that. That's what he said.
That's, you know what that is? That's so people like you will go, oh, now he's committed. He's going to have a big year this year.
Well, one would think the best thing for him to do, right?
Is to just play football.
Right.
And stop with the
antics.
At
the best of his abilities, though, right?
And stop all the other side stuff.
Exactly, dude. Yeah. And so maybe he was doing too much other stuff. You know, he's going through the personal stuff. Maybe he's, this is his safe haven. Cheetah style, you know?
Safe haven, cheetah style?
Yeah.
Which is? Because safe haven for everybody is, what is safe haven for cheetah style?
Work, you know? Like,
nobody's ever questioned whether Tyreek works.
Well, I know, but he's telling you, he's telling outlets that I didn't. I wasn't the way that I should have been.
Now, question. Do you think he's even here this year?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
We only got a week next Sunday before the Jalen.
It's a tough deal to move, you know?
Why?
Because of the money he makes and because it's Tyreek Hill with his antics.
No, but I'm talking about Jalen.
No, not the Jalen move is going to happen for sure.
Yeah.
But it is noticeable, like with the Tyreek Hill thing, Tyreek's given more stuff on the record to be like, we should move on from this guy, right? He even said he wanted to move on. Emotional, whatever, but he still said it.
My question to you is, you do realize people that just put stuff out there and say things, right? You can't just take the good stuff and just say he's just trolling versus the bad stuff. Tyreek is like, he goes off at times, says things he may regret or whatever. But you can't then decipher through that and say, this part I believe and this part I
absolutely
don't.
Absolutely you do. That's the whole point of it. You have to go through the thicket of that stuff.
If he tells whoppers all the time, then why do you listen to any of it and say, oh, I believe him here?
Because you need to know, based on the years that he's been here, what you find to be truthful and what you seem and what you say that's trolling.
I don't look at it that way.
You don't look at anything because you literally will take any comments and be like, meh. That's kind of just your essence of all this.
Because you're reading into something that you really don't.
I don't think I am reading into anything.
Okay.
He did say on the record that he wanted to be somewhere else. It may have been emotional.
That was emotional.
It may have been emotional.
But
he did say it. Now, why is it that the Dolphins were so keen on patching that up and not being into the realm. Like, they try to do damage control both sides.
You know why?
Very quickly.
Because he's harder to move.
Maybe. This was before even there was more incidents in the offseason. But they were in a spot where it was like, we want that to work. We want to try and figure that out. Jalen Ramsey, mutual parting of ways.
Right.
Because there are no obligation to move Jalen Ramsey. They don't have to. But they don't want him there. Tyreek Hill, they're like, we're going to try and make this work. He's supposedly, like, the coaches are saying, he's been positive. It's all been great. Hey, maybe they're putting it out there just to say, hey, he's changed. I don't know.
He has changed.
I don't know.
Okay.
But that stuff's been out there. There's just been a different approach on two disgruntled stars.
When you have a guy that has this value to your organization and to your team, right? But he has some antics. And then you pay him a lot of money. You think just because you paid him a lot of money, those antics are going to go away?
No.
Right. It never works that way. So to say maybe he's changed or not, no.
Evan 11 says, Jalen also doesn't want to be in Miami. Tyreek clearly does. I don't know if he clearly does.
Right. Like, I wouldn't even go that far in to say that.
I don't know if he clearly
right,
does.
Because
remember, we had the whole thing with the top five QB list. Didn't put Tua on it.
What good is the list if you are required to put your quarterback on there? Now, I would have a problem with him putting Baker Mayfield in front of Tua,
which he did.
Right, which he did. But if Tua wasn't on that list, right? Again, is he trolling or is he? You know. Like, that's why I don't get caught up in it. You're trying to weed through stuff you can't weed through.
Just bring a weed whacker, bro.
Huh?
It's not a problem. Mm-hmm. Trim the hedges.
Just random thoughts.
We'll take a break. It's Tuesday. Got to get to our favorite Tuesday game. The damage is done, my friend, is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Winds from air are the AC pros, keeping you cool when it matters most. Quality service on your plumbing too. Let Lindstrom take great care of you.
Love those guys.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it, but not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Well, Hims can help. Through Hims.com, you can get a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds, through a 100% online process. It all starts with an online intake form. Get started at hims.com/radio. And from there, a medical provider licensed in your state will determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs with options up to 95% less than the brand names. Millions of men experience ED, but Hims can help. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio for your free online visit. HIMS.com/RADIO.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
"I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong."
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I like a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Nia.
Hi, Nia. It's Jennifer. Did you know that Discover automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year?
Yeah, I work here.
Okay. I was just double checking. Get it?
Because Discover automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year.
Oh, you get me, Nia.
You could say that I double get you.
I guess we've taken it too far.
You earn, we match. Discover cashback match. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
We've made it easy to listen to WQAM. Just download the free Odyssey app to listen to all of our shows live or on demand. Plus, there's the cool Rewind feature where you can listen to any part of any show you might have missed anytime. Get it now and make WQAM your favorite station.
Gone, gone, the damage done.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM, streaming live on YouTube and Twitch. Miami 560 WQAM is the channel there. Let's get to our favorite Tuesday game. The damage is done, my friend. I got a couple. It's like a co-damage is done. First, the Milwaukee Bucks. And second is Chris Haynes. Because where's my Giannis breakup meeting, dude? I want it. I want my Giannis breakup meeting. I was promised it was happening last week. There was no Giannis breakup meeting. I saw him in San Francisco hobnobbing. So where's my Giannis breakup meeting? Well,
damage is done.
Apparently, Mark Stein, who still hasn't called Robbie back, they are still hoping to convince Giannis to stay in Milwaukee. He reports, word is the Bucks are trying to build a good case to convince Antetokounmpo to give him another shot to build a title team around him by loudly reminding him the current state of the Eastern Conference. A significant aspect of the Bucks pitch is selling Antetokounmpo the idea of a so-called gap year that enables them to retool, which, by the way, stars love hearing about a gap year. They've gotten bounced the last three first rounds. I think he's probably sat there through back. Anyway, they also say the Bucks are hoping the presence of Doc Rivers will give them some sort of a boost. Antetokounmpo and Rivers are believed to have a strong working relationship. Doc, do you feel like you could keep Giannis there? You went in there. And you were the guy, turn your mic on, Doc, and tried to figure things out. Do you feel like you can convince Giannis to stay with Kuzma?
I know one thing that's for certain. I ain't going to win without him. So you figure out what you got to figure out.
Look, I'm not here to tell
you. I'll be a coach for the Milwaukee Bucks for another 12 seconds if you get rid of Giannis.
I'll tell you this.
But you got to pay me.
He, I think you're getting paid quite handsomely. They signed him in the middle of the season. Why did they fire a guy who had like the best record in the NBA? Look, I'm not here to tell you whether Giannis is or isn't going to be a Milwaukee Buck. But what I will tell you is, if part of your meeting is going into convincing a guy and your three prongs are Eastern Conference stinks, gap year, and Doc Rivers, the damage is done, my friend. I think you might have to accept what comes your way with whatever the decision is. Because if that's your three parts of your plan, you don't have a plan.
That could be true.
And this has nothing to do with him ending up on the Heat. It really doesn't. He'll probably go to the Rockets or the Thunder. I don't know. But I'm just telling you, when I read that and I was like, that's their plan? Their plan is gap year, E stinks, Doc Rivers. But I guess if you're the Bucks, what else do you have right now?
I mean, I think the most tragic part of that is figuring out who's going to tell Giannis. You think they pull at straws? Like, oh, I mean, one of the reasons why he wants out is because of what we're getting ready to do, and you want to sell him on it?
What do you got? What's your damage done today?
All right. So my damage is done is there's certain things that happen on the ice you can't take back. Right? And I've watched this play a million times and being ignorant as far as the ways of hockey at times, not having a friend I could call, a whole nother topic, about hockey, I have come to my own conclusions when I see Tkachuk get called for embellishment after taking him down and me looking at that play going, you can fake that?
Yeah, I don't understand that.
You can fake that? And
that looked like complete takedown to me.
Right! He had his stick around his waist.
I've seen two embellishment calls in the Panthers. One, Evan Rodriguez got concussed.
Right.
And then the other one, Kathy Tkachuk literally had his legs taken out from under him. And then
when the guy laid on the ground for 20 minutes just to get the major call, right?
Right.
Like,
and then who was it Olchek or Boucher? I can't really tell them apart on the voice, but like one of them was like, yeah, I think he did that earlier in the game. They may be
right,
going to make it.
I'm
like,
a retroactive.
You don't get to make good a flop. If you missed a flop, that's on you.
Right. So that's my damage is done.
Damage is done.
Once you make a call, that is just absurd. Right? And then, like, I get what the announcers are trying to do. They're almost trying to, like, justify it by saying, oh, he got away with one earlier. But come on, man.
I don't like it.
Like, yeah, the damage is done. You screwed up. That wasn't embellishment. A guy getting his stick wrapped around his waist, you can't fake that.
By the way, some good news from Panthers practice.
Reinhardt practice.
Reinhardt did some work. Nico Mikkola and AJ Greer both on ice.
How many fish do you think they gave him to get him on ice? Did they have to like
leave one big one?
Did they have to like do a trail of fish out
yeah,
to the ice?
Just one big one.
And then close the door behind him?
He sniffs out. He like sniffs from the locker.
Salmon!
Meeksy, get out here.
I'm telling you, between him and Seth Jones, they're giants.
Condor's flying, though.
Yeah.
He is. Brittany, you have a damage is done today?
I do.
What do you got for us?
I tried to think of something that wasn't F1, but coming off of the Monaco Grand Prix, I had to do it.
You can do F1. I have no problem with your love of F1. You can, Brittany, I love the UFC and fighting. I love boxing. I'm not here to convince everybody that they should or should. You love what you love.
I do. So my damage is done goes to Ricky Endami, which is Lewis Hamilton's race engineer. The damage has been done. He needs to be fired from Ferrari.
Wow.
I'm so sick of him. This is Monaco. Lewis Hamilton came out and said after the fact that he felt alone out there. He was getting no communication from his race engineer. They kept telling him the race was his. Mind you, he was in fifth place. It really made no sense. In Miami, he got very, very upset with his race engineer as well, told him he might as well have a tea party waiting for him to get him statistics. So Ricky Endami, count your days at Ferrari, because the damage has been done, and I fear you will not be on Team LH.
Oh,
next season.
He's F1 Liam Eikenberg.
Honestly, yeah. He left him out there to dry. He's left him out there to dry many races.
I mean,
one good race in Imola doesn't mean anything.
He just switched, didn't he?
Yeah, this is his first season at Ferrari. This is might be a name that most people know from F1 is Sebastian Vettel.
Yes.
Still
I
nothing.
Do.
You know Lewis Hamilton, though, right, Tobin?
Of course.
Okay. Yeah.
They were rivals. Yeah.
Yes. He was Sebastian Vettel's.
Got a play about him.
Yes. He was Sebastian Vettel's engineer while he was at Ferrari. So then he told Lewis that he was a great engineer. I'm not really sure. He think he was sabotaging Lewis Hamilton on that one because Ricky Endami is not a good race engineer.
I keep thinking it's two different people, Ricky and Dami, that you keep saying. So I feel like it's a tandem of coaches.
No, it's not. It's
what?
Just one person. It's just one person.
What?
I don't understand. I don't understand how a guy name a fight sport and put a name up and he'll pronounce it perfectly. And then you just heard Lewis and Dami.
Yeah, I thought it was Lewis and Dami, the coaching.
But she only said the one pit engineer.
Yeah, now I understand. But when she first said it, I thought it was two people.
Oh, yeah.
Sir, hey, that's those Sir, foreign names.
Sir Lewis Hamilton. Very,
yeah, it is Sir Lewis Hamilton. Sorry.
Yeah. Not to be confused with
my apologies.
Anything good in golf happening this weekend, or did they take an off week?
They had a new guy. They had a guy who he won the team competition earlier this year. But he was pretty good. Like, it was a good tournament. This week is better. This is Jack's tournament this week.
I just love the idea of, like, the Bucks sitting there. The Doc, you really got to sell Giannis.
Hey, you put this team together, and now you want me to sell it?
Kuzma. Got Kuzma, Brooke Lopez was 100. Then I saw Giannis yesterday was like tweeting stuff about it because I got him on notifications because I'm a sick man. And he's like tweeting it. What?
Dude, like,
yeah.
How?
I just want some info, dude.
You think you're going to get it from Twitter?
They took Twitter likes away from me. Twitter likes used to be like the gold mine of NBA offseason, and they took it away from me.
Oh, because people would have to see what they like?
Yeah, you can't do it anymore, and I miss it. Now I've got to put, like, you know, Giannis on Noties, KD on Noties. Big mistake by me. Eesh.
Which KD account? Both of them?
The real one. The real one where he just keeps yelling at people.
He does respond. He's one of the few athletes that gets very bitter.
Oh, yeah.
Over the comments.
Yeah. That being said, if he wants to be here, you know.
Why can't you, like, there comes a point in time in life where you have to be comfortable with who you are and that none of that stuff matters.
Yeah, I can't tell if he's genuinely upset or if he likes to just throw a Molotov cocktail of trolling in there just to, like, get people.
Yeah, but he's an angry old dude, though, right? In basketball.
He's a little bit of a keeper of the game.
Right.
A little bit of the keeper of the game. But, you know, he loved, I mean, putting him on Twitter replies, man, that was a big mistake by me. I just need some action. Can only watch Davion Mitchell's Instagram so much. He's the only guy active right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, did you see the thing with Jimmy?
Yeah, I sent it to you.
I know. The snake.
Did I see it?
It was hilarious.
That was great. He fell out of his chair.
He fell out
genuinely
of his
scared
chair.
Of snakes.
He's not the only one.
That would happen to you?
Oh. Well, yes and no, because I'm not going to get that scared, right? I mean, you threw a lizard at me and I tried to play it off.
That was very impressive by you.
Yeah, but even if it was a snake or whatever, I'd be terrified. But I would try to be the professional. I'm not going to jump out of my chair like Jimmy did, you know? Although I do like a good snake or scare tactic.
Dude, Soph says. So does Jimmy jump when he looks in the mirror?
Oh, no, I didn't remember. I replied. Wait, let me see.
Reply didn't make sense. I didn't feel like correcting you, though.
Okay, let me show you. I'm going to tell you. So Tobin sent us this video of Jimmy Butler fell out of his seat when magician scared him with a fake snake. And I said, so did the Mavericks.
I don't get it.
Didn't they play Dallas and get crushed?
No, they played Minnesota.
Minnesota. I meant Minnesota.
That's why I didn't get you.
Yeah, that's why you didn't get
it. I was just like, you know what?
Minnesota.
I didn't feel like being the corrector on a Memorial Day. You were too good on the grill.
I tell you what. It was hot, too.
It was hot.
Oh, my goodness. And it was so hot. The water was hot. Couldn't even refresh in the pool.
We'll take a break. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.